The country that pioneered fossil fuel alternatives, in particular ethanol, is on the verge of an energy milestone. Brazil has announced that by mid-year it expects to be self-sufficient in oil. Oil now makes up just 30% of the country's energy sector. From Rio de Janeiro, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Off the coast of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil's latest deep water oil platform is expected to boost the country's overall petroleum production to 1.9 million barrels a day. Enough, say officials in the Brazilian oil giant Petrobras, to make Brazil oil self-sufficient. Sporting an orange jumpsuit, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva opened the spigot of the new $634 million rig Friday and raised his oil-drenched hands to the smiles of workers and Petrobras top brass. Lula's administration has been mired in scandal, and the country's cartoonists were quick to seize on the moment. One depicted the soiled hands of the president with a caption, "We have reached self-sufficiency in oil, chocolate sauce, or mud." But such sniping did little to dent the celebrations. The country's elite gathered at Rio's National Historical Museum to the strains of a string quartet to mark the occasion, while President Lula touted Brazil's achievement.
A 70 dólares o barril.
Lula told the crowd, with petroleum costing $70 a barrel, with the world's supply of oil in decline and the fight for control of supplies constant, being self-sufficient in petroleum is a formidable triumph of economic stability and security, he said. Lula noted that the visionaries who believed in Brazil's oil independence were once ridiculed as utopian dreamers. Petrobras officials acknowledge that Brazil will continue to import light crude oil to operate its refineries. But when it hits the benchmark of some 2 million barrels a day by mid-year, Petrobras says the country will be producing as much oil as it consumes. By contrast, the United States consumes some 20 million barrels a day, 10 times Brazil, and remains heavily reliant on foreign oil. But Petrobras president José Sergio Gabrielli, on hand for the festivities, says comparing the two vastly different countries is tricky.
Our situation is completely different from the United States situation because the only way that you can assure that we can access oil is if we produce, because we don't have the economic power of the U.S. economy, and we don't have the military power of the American economy, and we don't have the political power of the American government. In this way, we need to have good source of supply or produce.
Political scientist Luis Bedoni says Brazilian consumers could be forgiven for not rejoicing at their newfound oil independence. Gas stations in Rio quote the average price at the pump at $5.85 a gallon.
I would like to see that gasoline prices and diesel prices were cheaper. Transport, you know, transportation is one of the heaviest percentage of salary spent by the middle class and lower middle class. And that counts about 35% of their budget.
But industry analysts say being oil self-sufficient will help Brazil's balance of trade and protect consumers from the turbulence of the external market. Petrobras CEO Gabrielli says if there are lessons for the United States, they are twofold. Maintain the search for new production and find alternatives to meet rising energy demands. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.